Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Lord, hear my prayers. For I am a patriot, Lord, and I won't bow down nor apologize to the cowards that try to take away our unalienable, God-given rights and freedoms. I will stand with my brothers and sisters, with arms, if we must, to defend our Constitution and our way of life in this great republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dear Lord, I ask that you shield us and protect us with your armor. Take us from the darkness and guide us with your ever so divine light as we restore this republic for which it does stand. That is one nation under you, God, with all liberties and justice for all mankind. Amen. This is Ricochet. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Rebel Angel from Wildcard Command. We've been running ops in South Carolina this week for the hurricane evacuations and flooding. Do we have anybody else on air right now?
Rebel Angel, this is Mark.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
And you know what? You set the pace out there. Our nation's militia needs to know not to lurk in the shadows, not to hide behind computers, not to be social media militia, but get involved.
Absolutely.
And exercise their lawful responsibility to participate in our Constitution's defense. Congratulate you. You know that our staff participated in command and control with you, and I think it's just a great thing. I think many need to see this and emulate it. Way to go, Rebel.
Absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely. Wildcard has stepped up big time for the logistics and supply chains, getting the PR, getting it out posted everywhere. We worked together with U.S. Crow Commander and with the Lightfoot Militia out of South Carolina, U.S. Crow Commander out of Virginia, North Carolina, and United States Civilian Forces has helped hook up our social media. Hashtag SCEvacOps, all one word. South Carolina, spell it out, South Carolina, evacuation ops on Facebook. All the updates are posted there, pictures, videos. Sit rep videos are done every day, et cetera. And Whiskey, what would you like to say about all of this? You've been observing and listening every day.
And that's right. Not only doing that, we participate.
Exactly.
Wildcard does what it does. We don't let anyone restrict us to do it because it's constitutionally mandated, and it's just the way we do business. I want to point out and thank our U.S. Crow Boys and the Oath Keepers and every other militia organization or individual that said, this is my duty. You don't have to show it to me. Let me go do it. This.
Exactly.
Of course, and you've seen firsthand the federal response on the ground down there, right?
Yes, sir. They have the Army Reserve sitting at a shelter right now. They have reserve. They are still currently evacuating people out of certain locations due to floodwaters. They
of course,
still are
very
asking
dangerous.
For volunteers with boats.
It's very
they don't,
dangerous.
They don't have enough people down there beaming and all them. They've interrupted us getting water and everything else into the people down there. So we had to bypass that and go a different direction. But we have militia that are on the ground there. And we have boots on the ground. Myself and four other guys from here in North Carolina, we all been down there. We went down on, what was it, Tuesday? Tuesday or Wednesday? I can't remember. I think it was Tuesday. I know it was the 6th, though. We went down. We cleared three counties, did on-the-ground recon. We were the first responders down there from that we know of in our area, which we went to, I can't remember the name of the city now.
Well, Rubble, you can see, you know, the nine scariest words in the English language is I'm from the government and I'm here to help. We have proof that they've actively interfered in all sorts of rescue operations, not only from the militia, but our own civil servants, the first responders, the fire companies, the local sheriffs. FEMA is a two-edged sword. And here's the whole thing of it, Rebel. Now, this is just show you the proof, if you will. We don't need big government. We need to take care of each other. We need to go. I mean, see, we have no need for them to tell us what to do, what not to do, when to do it, how to spend our money. Well, it's close that the militia is a pussy spot. They've inserted your team in there. And you guys beat the feds. You beat the army, you beat the guards. And that's good. Because you care. Hey, I'm here. I'm going to help my fellow citizens in South Carolina. And then you're all for it. We'd like to talk about this a little bit. Occurred to me this week that one third of America defends it. One third works. One third pays taxes. Our problem is it's the same third. What do you think?
Whiskey, this is Rebel. Can you hear me? I think we dropped Whiskey off of the call. We were down. These people are going all day with one bottle of water, stuff like that, when we first got down there. We've assisted in getting supplies moved around from location to location. We probably traveled 1,000 miles yesterday, it seems like. These guys from U.S. Cray really stepped up, and that's what it takes as America. We are our brother's keeper, and we need to be active in our communities and working with each other as teams. And that's what we at Wildcard have promoted for a long time. That's what we're still promoting. We're still teaching how to do that. We have some good things coming up. As far as classes, in-person classes and stuff like that. Sixth, are you still down on your comms or can you talk? I'm not hearing anything from him anyways. Again, there's videos up. There is a Facebook page up. It is called South Carolina Evacuation Ops. Yeah, I can hear you again.
Okay, yeah, we have real bad comms. We had a big 4G outage. And I'm telling you, the militia in this country must emulate this. You know, we must help our brothers and sisters. We must train. We must be engaged with our communities. We must be ready because something this way wicked comes. This is how the militia really is, people. doesn't hide in the shadows, plot against the government. It fulfills its role in the Constitution.
I'd like to elaborate on that, Six. I took my business cards, of course, and we got out and we were at these churches where they were taking up donations to help transport them. When you go into places like this, be professional. You don't go in all dressed in full battle rattle or anything like that, because that's not the type of situation this was. This is a humanitarian thing. And while you're there, take the time to tell them what you represent in your community and what you can do for them as far as teaching them security and other things for church and promoting. Always be professional. Always promote your community and getting involved in your community. You will find that you will be greeted a lot better. And then we got into the shelters and spoke with the people that were there that were out of their homes and gave them cards to contact us. That way, if they hear about something, we can go in and rescue these people or get them the help that they need. You've got to get down there with the people on the ground to get the word out. And we spend a lot of time doing
that. They have to get off social media. They have to get out from behind the computers. They have to get off the text messaging. It's the social media militia. You want to know what? Be responsible for what you do. If you want to be part of your militia or even a patriot group, get up and do something. Don't wait for somebody. Show others the way. This is the only way we're getting it. And Wildcard has always done this. We promote other groups to do it. We assist them in any way we can. This was a multi-patriot, if you will, multi-militia force mission. It worked very well. I'm very proud because that is how the militia has to be if they are to be mission capable and perceived as a deterrent to thefts of our liberty.
Yeah, and also it allows us to rest and then go back again and rotate in and out. Because if you go down there and you're working 18 hours a day nonstop, you get tired. You really get. You'd be surprised how tired you get from just talking and writing. But we are militia supposed to be our first. What's the word I'm looking for?
You're wrong, Rebel.
Line of defense. Yeah. We are.
We're supposed to be the last defense against the theft of a tyrannical government of our liberties. We were the guarantee the founders put in. Hey, they just couldn't take over. They would have to answer we the people. It's we the people who need to get up and get out from behind those computers and phones and get up, grab your pack, grab your rifle, call your brothers and sisters, and go out and do the things we have government do for us. Then we won't need them.
And see, that's operate off of our own money. When you're working with your group, like at Wildcard.
They operate off our money, too. Never forget that.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't call what they're doing right this particular moment in some cases operating. I would call it stalling, but that's just my personal opinion. What we do at Wildcard is just like we had our team go in that I was part of. People from our group stepped up from other states and helped contribute funds for operating costs because it costs money to ride in a big four-wheel drive truck for 12 hours a day or however long that you've got to transport goods for these people. This comes out of our pocket. We don't ask for government handouts. We get up and do this because this is our people in our communities. We went to a different state to help out. Just as people. But the whole point of it is you have to get up and get involved. period. You can't just sit there and bitch and complain by typing something on Facebook. You've got to be out there doing something or looking for information, sharing that information.
I know our government sponsor won't, our government, whoever's job it is to listen to me today, won't like this, but
yeah, exactly.
It's fucking inducery. That's simple, plain and simple. We have to stop dividing ourselves. We got to work with each other right now, because take your stand now while you have a chance.
Yeah.
Well, the
because
militia
it's not
going to
be long, you're not going to have that chance.
And apparently it's getting worse by the day. I'd like to mention those two American heroes, the airmen and the National Guardsmen, were both attacked. Well, they attacked that school in Oregon looking for him. They got the guy in the Air Force. Okay? You're a target. It's on already.
Yep.
Defend yourselves. Yep. But you can't do it from behind a computer, and you can't do it on social media. Get with your brothers and sisters. Take a stand. You're the militia. Read the Constitution. It's really simple.
And there's a free class from Hillsdale College for Constitution 101. Learn at your own pace. Learn it, understand it, read it. Carry it with you in your pocket. There's plenty of places you can get a pocket constitution for next to nothing, literally. It costs you more for shipping to your mailbox than it will for you to pay for what it costs.
And we have some of the finest Americans in this country with us. If you don't know, hell. Call Rebel Angel. She'll get you up on the net, tell you anything that's already written. We live by that simple document because we are constitutionalists. You're
absolutely
all equal here. You're all equal, wild card, under the rule of law. Everyone. Here's the problem. Our government has thinking that they're better than us, or they know what's good for us, and it doesn't rub me the right way. I'm an American. Traditionally, I don't like being told that. I can do it for myself. Thank you very much. They have to understand that we will not simply accept what they do for the price they charge. Prices become our very liberties.
Sorry, I had a little bit of a cough and spell. Mouth's really dry.
I'm going to get off because, you know, I take ComSec very seriously. I want to tell all the militia out there, we want to work with you. We don't want to tell you what
to do. Stop believing the drama and stop believing the division. Stop believing the lies that are going around. All you got to do is ask. We don't lie. We've been friends. We have all been friends for a very long time. We're brothers and sisters. We're tighter than most families are. And we're from different states.
Rebel is my sister, and I love her, and I'll be the first to tell you. These people who do this fuckery and douchery for no reason other than divide this country are no better than Benedict Arnold. I simply have no time for it. But if you want to protect your Constitution and your brothers and sisters, get a hold of us. So do we. I love you, sister.
I love you, too. And I'll talk to you later. I know you won't get off. But if any of you
well,
guys
I don't want Ken. I don't want Fred the Fed to get over time. So
I like to cause them problems, so I'm okay.
Hey, God save our republic.
Guys, yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of events going on across the country this weekend. Rallies. You know, there's the First Amendment. Rallies info page up on Facebook. You can find information there. If you want to get in on the South Carolina and listen to what all different people are doing, there is an open Zello channel. You can look it up in the registry and pop in and say hi. It's called South Carolina Evacuation Ops. That's the name of the channel. Like I said, it is open. Anybody can listen to anytime. And if you say hi, we'll talk back to you, I promise. It's open 24 hours a day. Also, our recruiting channel is up if you want to become part of Wildcard. We can always add you and welcome you in. and that way you can speak with other leaders. We have ramsite.com, WRAMSITE.com, over 5,000 downloadable PDF files on everything you could ever imagine you would need. It's probably the largest resource center anywhere that you can find. Six, are you still here? Is there anything else you would like to say before I hang up? Well, I didn't mean to do that on the channel. And I'm going to go ahead and sign out. I'm exhausted, and we've still got things that we've got to get done. We came home about 2 a.m. this morning, restocking supplies and going back again, taking the boats. And they're still asking for boats down here to get these people out of their homes. I'll tell you, there's a place, if you want information on it, we got the information. We went down there and got this and put it public for everybody so they can get involved and help. There's many different ways you can help. And there's blankets needed, food needed, water needed still in a couple of spots, boats. We even had a request for fire ants, something to get rid of fire ants, because the fire ants are biting people on the boat. So trust me, it gets really deep and really involved, a lot more than you realize if you never participated in anything like this. It's very exciting, very, very, very pulling on your heart when you have people crying when they see you pull up because they haven't had water all day but one bottle of water. The actual closeness and the bonding that goes on in a situation like this is unremarkable. Please, get involved. Get involved in your community. Go to a soup kitchen and help out there or something. Just get up and do something. We've got to get back to taking care of each other. And on that note, I'm out. Have a great night, and I hope to hear from a lot of you guys. God bless.